Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning is the Gospel lesson just read, Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 to 20, especially verses 15 and 16. Jesus said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." My dear friends in Christ, the question was asked in a most unusual location. It was on the road in the region of Caesarea Philippi. And yet, it was a big question, an important question, the only question that really matters in the world. Who do men say that the Son of Man really is? And the answer to that question is varied. John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Pious answers, well-meaning answers, but incorrect nevertheless. And if we listen in the clamoring voices of this world today, what will we hear as the answer to that question? Probably many things. The liberator from oppression and poverty. The perfect example. The good man. The founder of a world religion on a par with Muhammad and Confucius and Buddha. But like all of the answers of the previous generation, these answers are also incorrect, and in the end, damning. For in none of these cases has the importance and the eternal significance of the question really been grasped. But the question is still being asked, persistently, patiently, and personally. But who do you say that I am? And we should rightly despair of the answer, for it cannot be known by sinful human beings. It is beyond all of us to know, confess, or believe. But there is a correct answer, a divine answer, an answer without prevarication or doubting, an answer to this question. Simon Peter had the answer. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. But it was not Peter's answer. Blessed are you, Simon, by Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father who is in heaven. The confession of Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Savior of the world, is not something done by our own reason or strength. For no one can say that Jesus Christ is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. God must be the source of this confession. Our stony heart, our dead heart, must be turned into a heart of living flesh. We must be born from above. None of these scriptural illustrations show the immeasurable importance of the answer. The answer that not only is about, but is Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Lord, the Redeemer, who gave himself up into suffering and death, as he predicted in the verses immediately following our text, a death upon the cross, a death that was meant as the ransom for many. And he also rose again victorious from the dead, as he also had come, and as his word said. But it is indeed a divine answer. It is a confession that we cannot make by ourselves. It can only come from above. And then it is also in this answer that the church will be built. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the powers of death will not prevail against it. He must be the rock, the mighty fortress, the center and foundation of the church, both for us as individuals and for the church as a whole. For no other foundation can any man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. You are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Here is where the church must find its strength, its growth, its power. Here is where the church must place its trust in Jesus Christ, who is the divine answer to the greatest question ever asked. It is as St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whom we preached among you, was not yes and no, but in him it is always yes. For all the promises of God find their yes in him, and that is why we utter the Amen to him, to the glory of God. In his name, Amen."